This is Gabriel Wrench with the Cross Politic Daily News Brief for Friday, March 13th, 2020. Happy Friday the 13th. More on the coronavirus. It is not going away. It appears the coronavirus is more dangerous to the stock market, Major League Baseball, the New York St. Patrick's Day Parade, than it is to a human who actually catches it. As of today, it is reported that north of 1,600 people are known to have the coronavirus. It is possible and likely that more people have the virus for a couple reasons. First, there are not enough test kits available, so not everybody can get tested for it, obviously. Secondly, people get flus all the time and don't go to the hospital to get tested, so underreporting is most likely affecting the numbers. Now, this could become a real flu pandemic, and if this flu is easily transmittable, we don't really know about that yet, how transmittable it is or how easily transmittable it is, then of course reasonable measures should be taken. I don't even mind the precautions that businesses, public events, and individuals want to make in all this at all. The real problem that is driving a lot of what we're seeing is fear. You know, toilet paper gone at Walmart and out at Costco. You know, this is a respiratory flu and everyone's buying toilet paper. Think about this. Just this week, the MLB, NBA, NHL, and the college basketball March Madness have all announced some sort of suspension, cancellation, or playing games without fans even present. Now, even today, March Madness canceled the March Madness event. It broke my heart, made me sad, and everything. Many colleges have also announced plans to move all classes online to the remainder of the school year. The Dow has had its worst day since 1987. I think a lot of these measures are overboard. A lot of the results are from panic and from fear. Some of the things that are going on are happening. Some of the decisions are happening because of politics. They're political. Others are virtue signaling, and almost all of it is driven in fear. At this point, the virus is not the panic. The panic is the problem. The panic is the panic. The panic is worse than the virus. So as Christians, you know, wash your hands. If you're sick, don't get others sick. And above all, be wise and full of love, for that love cast out fear. And that's how we should be sorting through a lot of our decisions and how we're processing the coronavirus. Feds to pump in more than $1 trillion in dramatic ramping up of market intervention amid coronavirus breakdown. So more on the coronavirus. That's the theme of this daily news brief, apparently. According to NBC News, the Federal Reserve stepped into financial markets Thursday for the second day in a row and the third time this week, this time dramatically ramping up assets purchased amid the turmoil created by the coronavirus. I'll explain more of this here in a minute. These changes are being made to address highly unusual disruptions in Treasury financial markets associated with the coronavirus outbreak, the New York Fed said. Stocks were off their lows following the announcement, though some of the gains were pared as the market digested the moves. Some in the market were skeptical that the moves were enough, and even whether the Fed itself had the proper tools to reverse the current market downtrend. We could continue to emphasize that this Fed will act aggressively, and in particular, that the central banks are focused on safeguarding market function at this point. You know, hallelujah, the banks are coming in to save us, right? However, this is Arab Rahabari. He's the director of global economics at Citi Research. However, despite the sharp initial risk rally, we think these measures will not sufficiently be durable or help stabilize market sentiment yet in light of all the credit concerns and escalating health concerns. Under this new regime, the Fed will extend its purchases across a range of maturities to include bills, notes, treasury, inflation, protected securities, and other instruments. The central bank will begin purchasing coupon-bearing securities, something market participants have been clamoring for since the late 2019. All these purchases actually started on Thursday, so they're already taking in effect. They're already happening, and it's going to probably, at least the Fed's indicating that this is going to continue through April 13th. So about a month. The second part of the new operations that are going to come out of the Federal Reserve, they're going to offer $5 billion in a 3-month repo operation and 1-month operation. The offerings will happen on a weekly basis through the remainder of the program. In addition to the Fed will continue to offer at least $175 billion in overnight repos and $45 billion in 2-week operations. Just note, repos are short-term operations in which the financial institutions provide high-quality collateral in exchange for cash reserves they use to operate. Note this. Note how politicians and bureaucrats are taking advantage of this panic. Watch how fast Republicans turn into socialists through all this. Just like that, Republicans are approving all sorts of pork bills, like the $8 billion coronavirus spending bill that passed just this last week, which was full of pork. We need principled Christian men in office that don't get tossed about by every wind or flu that comes our way. And we need to stop thinking that the government is our savior in all this. That thought process, that mentality has to stop. Federal taxes and government spending. So let me, since I've been talking about the coronavirus, I've been reporting on Fed spending, Federal Reserve spending as a result of the coronavirus panic. I thought it'd be good just to kind of talk about general federal government or report on general federal government and taxes and spending. We ought to spend more time, I think, getting informed on this, so hopefully this helps. According to CNS News, during October through February period, the government spent a record of over almost $2 trillion while it collected a record of $1.3 trillion in taxes. So we're spending more from February to October, from October to February, we're spending more than we are getting in taxes, than the government's collecting in taxes. The Department of Health and Human Services led all federal agencies in spending in the first 5 months of the fiscal year 2020 with outlays of just about $550 billion. That's the Department of Health and Human Services. I'll get back to that in a second. Thus, while running up records in taxing and spending for the first 5 months of the fiscal year, the federal government also ran up a deficit of about $600 billion. That means the federal deficit so far this year has averaged about $124 billion per month. So we've been adding about $124 billion per month in debt, in deficit. It has averaged spending of $109 billion per month so far this fiscal year. It is the only federal agency now spending an average of more than $100 billion per month, although the Social Security Administration comes close. So the Department of Health and Human Services is averaging the most spending per month, and then right behind that you have Social Security Administration coming in close. Social Security Administration had the second highest spending of any federal agency in the first 5 months. Again, when I refer to that first 5 months, it's referring to October through February of fiscal 2020. It's how the government's fiscal year starts in October, with outlays of about $476 billion. This is Social Security Administration. And they average about $95 billion per month in spending. The Defense Department ranked third among federal agencies for spending during the first 5 months of the fiscal year with outlays of $290 billion. Interest on Treasury securities was the next highest expenditure at $228 billion over the 5-month period. So note here, the Department of Health and Human Services is spending just north of $100 billion per month. Social Security Administration is spending $95 billion per month, so almost $100 billion per month. And third on the list is the Defense Department. So the top three expenditures are astronomical, but the top two of those expenditures all have to do with some sort of socialized spending account, Department of Health and Human Services, and then Social Security. This has to change. This is insane. We're trying to tax ourselves, we're trying to pay ourselves into prosperity, and we have to change the way the federal government budgets and spends our money. This is Gabriel Wrench with Cross Politic News. You can find all our shows on our app, so go download our app. What are you waiting for? Type in Fight, Laugh, Feast in your favorite app store. Please support Rowdy Christian Media and join our club at fightlaughfeast.com. We can't grow without you guys. We need club members. We appreciate you guys. We're very grateful. So please consider joining our club. It's just about 3 Starbucks coffee cups a month. You can do it. With that, you'll get access to our club portal. You'll get a Fight Laugh Feast t-shirt, discounts to our conference. So our club members actually get a discount to our conference. You're saving money by joining the club. And we have all sorts of new content in our club portal, including a show with Show Baraka, Eric Erickson, Dr. Walt Williams, David French, and more. It's so exciting what's going on in our club portal. We also hope you meet us at our annual Fight Laugh Feast conference in Nashville, Tennessee, October 1st through the 3rd. Go to fightlaughfeast.com to register. Have a great day. Lord bless.